This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Matthew, and it's my pleasure to assist you.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO, and I was just calling to request a breeze code and to report why an installation is not able to be completed today.
Okay, and I have the FMS number for me? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, the FMS order number is 664-161-13. And the order is for Tom. The customer is Tom D. Agostino at 862 Dollar Bay Drive, Lake Orion, Michigan, 48362.
All right. Thank you so much. Give me 1 second to get everything pulled up here.
Sure. And while you're getting everything pulled up, I just have to ask, please do not change the status of the order. And the reason that I say that...
I don't even have the ability to do that.
Okay, good deal. Because for this particular order, rather than us changing that status currently, I've sent the order over to our team so that our team can force schedule this order for Monday the 15th. But
okay,
I'll have
cool.
I'll have more details about why that is and whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so I received a call from the installer that was to go out to the customer's residence, and the text says that he asked me to call the customer to let the customer know that he'll be there between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So I call the customer, I let the customer know the tech will arrive between 6 and 7:30. The customer informs that he has dinner plans tonight. He's not going to be able to remain at his home for the installation, and he's going to have to reschedule. He mentioned to me that, you know, he's had to reschedule a few times already. And what I could have went ahead and rescheduled the order for was the 22nd. Of course, customer said, look, that's not going to work. That's too far out. And besides, I'm going out of town. I need something sooner. So I called the installation office.
About some dinner plans?
Yes, sir. Well, this is what I told the customer about the dinner plans, though, is, you know, because I let him know, I said, you know, the dinner plans are more important than the dishwasher, to be honest. And the reason that I told the customer that, and, you know, I hate to tell you the sob story. Don't get upset. Please don't get sad. And this is, the first time I've ever mentioned this to anyone on the phone in regards to this type of a scenario, but why I told the customer to go ahead and head out to his dinner plans and don't worry about the dishwasher because his dinner plans are more important. I'm just going to try to make it brief. There was a time about 11 years ago or so where I went to visit my sibling, my sister, who was 19 years old. She had a baby two months and 8 days prior. Well, she had a baby about 2 months and 7 days prior. I go over to visit her, and then I spend maybe an hour, hour and a half hanging out. It's like, okay, well, I want to go home. I want to, you know, have some time to myself before I have to go to bed because I have to get up early for work the next day. My sister's disappointed. She wants me to stay longer. I'm like, look, you know, I want to go ahead and go. It's not a problem. I'll come back and hang out probably like Wednesday. It's not like you're going to die tomorrow. Well, lo and behold, she died the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's why I told the customer, you know, I said, look, you know, your dinner plans are going to be more important because anytime you get an opportunity to create memories and spend that time with your friends and family or your coworkers or whoever it is that's important to you, you need to make sure that you do that. And I let him know the same information. That the reason why I'm telling him this is because you never know. I've been there and experienced the you never know. You know, so that's
right.
Why I say, look, you know, a piece of technology, a dishwasher, You know, it's not as important as creating those memories and spending that time with your friends and family. You go ahead. That's going to be more important. But let's go ahead and get you accommodated in regards to the rescheduling. So he said, okay, well, I need something sooner. I call the installation office. I let the head installer know. And this is one of the greatest guys, you know, that you can deal with, is this head installer. He says, okay, well, yeah, we'll, what we can do is we could either do Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. I let the customer know. Customer said, okay, Monday will be the best day for me. So I've sent the order over to our team to have it forced on for Monday. So our team will be forced scheduling this on to Monday. And that's why I asked, don't change the status. And that's why I'm going to make sure that the technician knows not to change the status, but I can't call him back until I have a breeze code to give him,
right?
Because he has to record that breeze code and report it as,
okay,
you know. So well, I'm ready for it.
That breeze code for you.
All right, cool deal, and I'm ready whenever you have it available.
All right, it's 259-362-327.
Okay, 259-362-327.
Yes, sir.
And again, you said, what was your name?
Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. I really appreciate your help
Anytime.
With this. And I do hope
no
you
problem,
have a good
man.
Weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next
Thank
time.
You. All right. Yes, sir. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate.